lease and categorize your
guy. That would be another episode we could talk about, is all the lease negotiation stuff. All right, welcome back to the Gym Business Coach Podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, sitting in front of this beautiful island in Belize, the Gym Business Coach Island, sitting next to Zach Columbia. What's up, buddy?
Move fast, die last. That was, we were mid conversation and you just, all right.
Move fast, you die last. The slower you live, the faster you die.
It's true. It's true.
Matthew McConaughey. There you go.
Did he say that?
I think so. Also Selby Brown.
Selby Brown, yeah.
We're going to tell a quick story about Selby Brown. Selby Brown's a good friend of mine. I played college football with this guy. We were good friends. We're still good friends. But he's a master salesman. He just knows all the things to say at the right times, at the right moments. And so he came in many times. He actually worked for Profit for a couple of years doing some of this stuff. And you know, because he was in here every day, right? Well, Selby has like the best one-liners of anybody I've ever met. And one of the best ones, and we still use it today, with when somebody comes in and does a consultation and they saw a deal somewhere or a trial or some price point online or something, or something somewhere on an ad. And you do a whole consultation with them and you don't even bring it up. Maybe they came in on a 14-day trial, right? You don't even bring it up and you sell them right into the membership and they go, hey, wait a minute. Do you have that 14-day trial for $89? Selby's one-liner was, you know what, Mrs. Johnson? We give everybody the opportunity to pay full price first. But of course, we do have that trial offer for you. Let's go ahead and get you signed up for that. We give everybody the opportunity to pay full price. Isn't that great?
It's so good. It's so good. The other one, when somebody says, oh, that's really expensive. You're right, it is. That wouldn't stop you from doing business with us now, would it?
I'm going to send this to Selby. Oh, my God. Yeah, you're right. That wouldn't stop you from doing business with us. All right. Okay, so totally off topic. Let's get into this actual episode today. We're talking 1099 versus W-2. 1099 contractors versus W-2. Employees in the eyes of the IRS, our friends up there at the IRS. Yep. Well, there's many people doing this wrong, and you could get in a lot of trouble. In fact, there was one of the gals in the Iron Circle has a story about how she had to pay $65,000 in payroll taxes because she had all these 1099 or were qualified. You know, they were being paid as 1099, even though they were actual employees. And so there's a couple real easy questions you could ask yourself, and that will tell you whether or not somebody's a 1099 or a W-2 employee. So,
but before you do that, why would somebody as a business owner choose to pay 1099 versus?
When you pay as an employer, when you pay somebody as a 1099, you pay them the flat rate with no payroll tax, no taxes, and no payroll taxes. It's a flat rate. So if you pay $2,000 a month, $5,000 a month, that's the check you write. When somebody's an employee, you've got Social Security. You have to match as the employee. You have to match, and you have all these extra taxes that you have to pay. So you're trying, like an employer trying to pay somebody as a 1099, is trying to save money. That's why you're doing it. Make sense?
Yeah. And then also probably, I think we see this quite a bit. A lot of gym owners they don't have a payroll company. So they're just
writing checks
or, you know, Venmoing their employees, but they're, you know, money every
year. Yeah. It's to avoid taxes. Now the IRS
does not like that.
Don't like that because they want you to pay the taxes. They're the Internal Revenue Service. So, and I guess we're only speaking really for the U.S. people listening, because if you're in Australia, I don't know the laws over there, or Canada, true. I don't know. I'm assuming they're probably similar.
The government always gets their money.
They want their cash.
Yeah.
Right. From the employee side or the contractor side, there's also a benefit to be paying as a 1099 because there's no deductions coming out of that check before you get it. there's also benefits for when you run your own business, you have write-offs and deductions that you can take on the other side. So it all comes down to who's paying the IRS. That's what it comes down to. And so whether or not you're paying somebody as a 1099 contractor or a W-2 employee, they're getting their money one way or another, but typically they get it easier from you as the W-2. So that's where they make the rules pretty strict to make sure that you're not trying to skate this policy. So again, check with your accountants. We're not legal experts, but I just know I can read and I know exactly what a 1099 is and what it isn't, right? So let's talk about a 1099 contractor, for example. Many of you that have trainers in your gym don't have this happening, but a 1099 contractor would essentially show up to do the job. Think about a plumber, for example. You got a leaky toilet, you call a plumber, they're the contractor, they come out in their van, in their logo, and they come in, fix your toilet, and they charge you a fee.
On their schedule.
On their schedule, when they can get there, they bring their tools. They use their methods. You're not telling the plumber how to fix the toilet. The plumber comes and fixes it and installs it, and you pay them for the job, and they go on their schedule, in their uniform, with their tools and their methods on how to do that. Okay. Now, bring that over into a training environment, a personal training gym. Do you allow contractors to come into your gym, train your clients, wear whatever they want on their own schedule and with their own methodologies, with their own equipment? I mean, may or may not be the case, but like they're probably using your equipment in your gym, but they could still be a 1099.
If you're a gym owner dedicated to delivering a better training experience than your competitors, then you already know that one of the biggest bottlenecks in your business is programming. Most gym owners are either doing it themselves or paying a team a small fortune just to keep up. That's why I want to tell you about our sponsor, Semi-Private Pro, a platform that we built out of necessity in our own gym after realizing how much time and money we were just wasting to stay on top of programming. Let me give you a couple real-world examples. Ayn Toppin, she was spending 3 hours a day on programming. After switching to Semi-Private Pro, that dropped to zero, with zero drop in quality. Scott Wilson out of Kentucky, he's paying his team 15 hours a week for programming. Now they handle it in 15 minutes and it's actually better than before. And Elizabeth Rogers, she reclaimed her Sundays. No more weekends behind a laptop writing workouts, and her coaches are now more aligned and consistent than ever. Guys, that is what Semi-Private Pro does. It gives you a master programming system your coaches can easily follow and adjust in real time. And here's the best part. This isn't some cookie-cutter, one-size-fits-all template. Thanks to Semi-Private Pro's trademark movement matrix, every client workout is customized to their goals and movement quality. So it's not just faster, it's actually more individualized, more professional, and completely scalable. So if you're tired of spending your weekends writing workouts or worse, paying your team to do it, head on over to semiprivatepro.com to learn more. That's semiprivatepro.com and reclaim your time and level up your training.
Is that happening? And typically the answer is no. Typically what you're seeing in most gyms is a trainer works for the gym. They wear the gym's logo. They come in on the gym's set schedule when the clients need to be trained.
They use the gym scheduling system.
They use the gym scheduling system to come in and do it. And they train under the methodologies of the gym. You know, most of you would say if a trainer in your gym went rogue and started doing some weird exercises, you would try to correct them. Like, whoa, that's not how we do it in here. Well, if they're a contractor, you cannot tell them that's not how we do it in there because they're a contractor. They don't work for you. They're doing a job. They're doing a contract.
You're going to deadlift with a round back. And you would be like, hey, we don't do that here.
Yeah.
But.
Right. Right. And so like we're saying is if you're telling the trainer when to be there, how to train, what to wear, and you actually do like meetings and trainings with these trainers, they're 99%, actually 100% in that situation, they're an employee. They're a W-2 employee, and you need to treat them as such, or else eventually you're going to get caught up with the IRS, and they could go back years and years, and they, you know, you don't want to be put under this type of pressure as a gym. Like, it's already tough enough to run a gym. Now you want to play games with the IRS and try to skate, you know, some payroll taxes and, you know, FICO, you know, like all that stuff, right? Is that worth it? Typically, it's not worth it. I know it's not worth it. You could get away with it for years. You could get away with it forever, but you're always going to be looking over your back. What if somebody sees this? What if the IRS, you know, sends me a letter?
What if they're going to approve fire, which you can't technically fire a contract. I mean,
you can end the employment agreement.
You can end the agreement, but what if you fired somebody you were treating as an employee that you were calling a 1099 and now they're disgruntled and now they're, you know, raising a stink about that and they're applying for unemployment. And, oh, by the way, you don't get that when you're a 1099 contract. And now it just blows up. And
that's probably one of the most common ways this happens. Yeah. You let somebody go and they're looking for unemployment. Well, they don't get unemployment because they were never an employee. So this is basically a word of caution to everybody out there. If you have a team of trainers that are 1099s, okay, and I don't have it in front of me, but best bet for you to do is go look on the IRS website and just type in 1099 VS like versus W-2. It's going to give you like 6 questions, and it's a yes or no. If they're yeses, they land in this column. If they're no, they land in this column. And typically, if it's one of those questions, that they're definitely going to be a W-2. Okay, that's our word of advice. I would tell you that almost everybody that we work with, or coach, or whatever, their trainers are being treated as employees, and they should be being paid as employees, W-2 employees, versus a 1099. That's just the way it is in this industry. Cool.
Yeah.
Pretty simple.
What would somebody do if they are paying 1099 and they're like, oh, I need to fix this?
Okay, yeah, good question. Well, I would talk to your accountant first, or your CPA. Be like, I think we've been making a big mistake. Now, the funny thing is, sometimes CPAs are telling employers to do 1099s, and they're wrong. They're wrong. Like, that's what happened to the Iron Circle member.
Yeah.
Her CPA told her, hey, these are just pay them as 1099. It's a lot easier. So you need to do the research yourself. Like, it's your ass on the line, not the CPA in this situation. So you're the employer. You need to know the law. You need to know how to do it. Now, how to retroactively do it, I think immediately you just move everybody to W-2 right there on the spot. As soon as you figure it out. Not that you want to do it, and probably, again, this would be a more of a like a higher level question, maybe for an attorney. Like, is it in my best interest to go and tell the IRS that I made a mistake and I've corrected it and we need to go backwards and go pay for all these tests? Probably not. I would go ahead and move them to, I mean, again, don't take my advice on this one, guys. Go ask a real, like, attorney on this. Move them to W-2 immediately and just pay them that way. Until you get caught, you know, backwards. Like, well, I'm not going to go voluntarily, you know, go pay a bunch of taxes for, you know, I corrected it on this date, you know, and move forward. And if they nail you, then they're going to still nail you, you know? So it's just one of those things. It's just an unknown kind of like, actually, I take that back. If you're a business owner, ignorance is not an excuse. You didn't know, but doesn't get you out of jail. Now that you've heard this podcast, you have to go look this up. You have to. Like, you can't just, well, I didn't hear that. I'm going to ignore that one. You have to go do it now.
Well, because it will put you out of business.
Yeah, it can.
It can.
Yeah.
I mean, you could be looking at a $60,000,
$60,000, $200,000. It depends on how long it's been going on.
Right. And then how many employees you had and all of that. And then it's like, oh, well, I guess we're just shutting down.
Yeah. Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
You're making a stupid mistake. So anyways, just word of the wise, go look this up. Go double check at this and make sure, like, if you're paying your people's W-2s already, that's probably the right way. But you may have 1099 contractors and you're paying two, you can go the other way, right? You can
less
go
less likely, but
less
yeah.
likely.
Yeah.
But I mean, right away, if they're wearing your uniform and you're telling them how to train and when to be there, what times and how to, you know, what their schedule is, those three questions right away disqualify somebody from being a 1099.
Yeah. Required team meeting. Hey, we have our team meeting at this time. You got to be here.
That's employee.
It. Yep. Employee.
You're just not a 1099. So anyways, that's a fun one. I'm sorry to ruin your day listening to this in the car on the way to work, but at least, hey, we're trying to look out for you guys. So hopefully that helps you guys. That's it for this episode. Until next time, guys, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next one. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode and want to go deeper on this stuff, head on over to our YouTube channel. The podcast right here is where we have the conversations, but on the YouTube, we break down things much more in depth. We walk through real frameworks, real strategies, and systems that gym owners are using right now to build better businesses. Just search Gym Business Coach on YouTube or head on over to youtube.com/@TheGymBusinessCoach.com. Subscribe to the channel and I will see you over there.